encouraging every step. You're listening to Walk FM. My name is Kyle, and the month of September is National Recovery Month. It's a time to increase awareness and understanding of mental and substance use disorders and to celebrate the people who recover. And so today I'm doing our Community Matters interview with Allison Conley. She is the Director of Development at Recovery Point, West Virginia. And Allison, just to get started, I wanted to ask you, for those who maybe aren't aware, can you tell us a little more about what Recovery Point, West Virginia is and kind of the scope of what you do?
Yeah, so Recovery Point, West Virginia, we are a long-term residential recovery program for both men and women who are suffering from substance use disorders. We are a non-medical facility, meaning that we are abstinence-based. Individuals who come into our program, they detox naturally, not with the help of any sort of medication. The thing that makes our program so unique and different is that it is 100% free. We do not charge a single penny. So someone can walk in from off the street with the clothes on the back, with no money in their pocket, no ID, and say, I need help. And we will take them in and help them, no questions asked, with not taking any money from them. And that's the biggest barrier to recovery, is not having the finances, not having, you know, your ID, all of these things. And so we want to make it as simple as possible for people to enter a place that shows them unconditional love and teaches them, you know, the recovery process, and that there is hope. So Recovery Point, West Virginia, we have almost 400 beds statewide. We started in 2011 in Huntington, West Virginia, with just 10 beds. Then we grew to 20 beds. And now in Huntington, we have a 100-bed facility for men. So then we've grown statewide, and we have 110 beds in Charleston for women. We have 62 beds in Bluefield for men, and an 80-bed facility in Parkersburg for men. And then we have a 12-bed women's transitional house in Huntington called Her Place.
Awesome. Now, obviously, the pandemic has affected everybody and has changed a lot about the way we do things. How has it affected you at Recovery Point?
COVID has certainly affected Recovery Point, West Virginia, as it's affected everyone. We've adjusted our intake process to accommodate both state and CDC guidelines. We are continuing to sanitize and clean facilities and offices every 2 hours around the clock. You know, we want to make sure that the men and women who are in our programs are safe. They are our number one priority. That's our job, and we love them and care about them. That's what we're going to do. I will say that because it's affected everyone, businesses and households both, you know, we aren't seeing donations come in as much as we were because, you know, unfortunately, people don't have the money to spare to be giving to, you know, their local nonprofits. So that certainly affected us, and we are just continuing to share our story, continuing to share the story of hope of Recovery Point, and to just connect with people one-on-one in hopes that, you know, it'll touch them, and that hopefully once COVID hopefully subsides soon, people will be able to start giving back a little bit more. And then, of course, because the men and women in our facilities are spending more time in the buildings, it's raised the need for more donations, especially hygiene products. We provide all, you know, soaps, shampoos, razors, all of these things for our men and women. So that is certainly something that hopefully the community might be able to help us out.
Mm-hmm. Now, you mentioned that this is a long-term care facility and that all of your services are offered for free. Can you tell me a little bit more about what happens when somebody comes to one of your facilities?
So we follow, Recovery Point West Virginia, we follow a peer recovery model. So what that looks like is we incorporate behavioral health, research-based curriculum, and follow a 12-step program for men and women. So we follow a phased approach where they come into our program and they first enter detox. So what that looks like is they're spending approximately, it's different for each individual, but approximately a week in our detox process. You know, they don't feel good. They're really sick. Many individuals have been homeless for some time. So during that detox portion, we are just showing them unconditional love. We're making sure that, you know, they are well. We're taking vitals. You know, if they need any sort of assistance from the hospital, we, of course, make sure that they get there. We're feeding them as much as they want to eat because we know that they've been hungry, and we just want to show them that we care about them because for so long, society and the community has looked, you know, at individuals who are using drugs and alcohol as nobodies. No names, nobodies, and that, you know, they're useless. And that is so, that's so sad. I mean, for someone to look at you and, you know, label you as useless, I can't imagine that. And so we want to show them all the love in the world while they're in the detox process so that they'll stay there with us and give us a chance to help them. After they detox, they move on to OTS-1 and then OTS-2, which stands for off the street. So this portion is definitely the most rigorous portion of our program where, you know, for a couple months, they are doing the exact same thing. Waking up with a chore, they are going to their recovery classes, they are trudging to class, which trudging is a term in the big book of Alcoholics Anonymous that actually just means walking with a purpose. So they are walking to their classes together, and it's just a very strict routine for a couple months because they're not used to having a routine. So after those couple months are up, they move on to phase one of our program where they really begin to start working the steps. They're really starting to work the 12-step model. And so by that point, they've been in our program for almost 6 months. And then finally, they'll move on to phase two of the program, which is our 3-month continuum of care portion. What that looks like is they have two options. They can either work as a peer mentor in our program where they give back what was freely given to them and really help the clients in our building to be shown love, to be taught, you know, the recovery process. Or they can actually choose to go ahead and get a job outside of the facility and go ahead and really start learning how to live life on life's terms. Now, they do still, you know, they do still have to attend a certain number of meetings a week. And they either, if they decide to get a job, they live in one of our phase two houses, or if they're a peer mentor, they actually live in the building still. And we want so many recovery programs, you know, do just an incredible job at teaching the recovery process, but sometimes lack the integration back into society. And that is something Recovery Point focuses diligently on, giving accountability and just teaching how to, you know, have a job after, how to maintain a budget and how to, you know, go back to living with your family and being a leader of your household. You know, how to live life on life's terms.
So important. So, Allison, my next question is, where does the funding come from to provide all of these services?
Our operational cost is $25 per person per day for someone to go through our program. Now, we do receive $17.50 per person per day from the state. However, that still leaves us with a $7.50 gap per person per day that we're responsible for fulfilling in order to, you know, help save the lives of these men and women. So how we do that is through the generosity of people in our community, from just individual donors, through corporate donors, through fundraising, and through smaller grants.
Okay, and I know you have a fundraiser coming up soon. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so Recovery Point Charleston, our women's facility, we have a golf tournament fundraiser. It's actually called our annual Tee Off for Recovery Golf Fundraiser. And it is on Monday, September 28th this year at Berry Hills Country Club. We have multiple levels of sponsorship so that no matter how small of a business you are or how large of a business you are, we definitely have a level for you that would be good for your budget. So we're super excited about that. Last year, the funds raised, we were able to purchase a children's playground for our Charleston facility, which is huge because, you know, the women who are in that facility, they will have, they'll have supervised visits with their children. And also we have a 24-bed apartment complex out back where many of our graduates live who have regained custody of their children who have overnight visits with their children now. And we need a safe place for both the children and the moms to interact and play and grow with one another. So that playground is actually being built right now as we speak. We are so excited about it. And so this year, of course, because of COVID, the funds that are going to be raised from that they'll be going to operational costs and building improvements and enhancements to our Charleston facility.
Okay. So if somebody wanted to find out more about Recovery Point or they wanted to get involved or make a donation of some sort, how should they do that? How can they get in touch with you?
So the best way to donate to Recovery Point is by going to our website. So that is www.recoverypointwv.org. And you will see the donate button on our website, and that is the easiest way. You can make a one-time donation or, we would love for individuals to become a monthly donor. You know, whether it be $5 a month, $10 a month, $25 a month, we're just so grateful for anything. Also, checking out our Facebook page, just searching Recovery Point West Virginia on Facebook, that is a great way to just stay connected with us, to always see what we're doing, whether it be seeing what donations our facilities may need at a certain time, or seeing what fundraisers we have coming up, or just, really connecting with our program participants and our alumni. Also, if you need help or if a loved one needs help, please give us a call at 304-523-HOPE.
That number again, 304-523-HOPE, or you can visit them online at recoverypointwv.org or check out their Facebook page to search for Recovery Point West Virginia. I want to say thanks so much to Allison Connolly for being our guest today on our Community Matters interview. If you only caught a portion of this and you'd like to hear the full interview, you can find it at walkfm.org on our Community Matters page. Also, if you're part of an organization that's doing something exciting to help the community, I'd love to talk to you as well. Send me an email at communitymatters@walkfm.org, and who knows, maybe next time I'll be talking to you. For now, my name is Kyle. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day, and thanks for listening to Walk FM.